नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 14 15 16। तो वी विल चैंट 13 एंड 14 एंड देन आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ 15 एंड 16। यदा मृडे कौरव संजयानाम वीरेश्व अथो वीर गतिम गतेषु व्रकोदरा विद्ध कदाभिमर्ष भग्नोरु दंडे धृतराष्ट्रपुत्रे भरतौ प्रियं द्रोणैर् इति स्म पश्यन् कृष्णसूतानां स्वप्तां शिरांसि उपाहरत विप्रियम् एव तस्य जुगुप्सितं कर्म विग्रहयन्ति यदा when मृडे in the battlefield Kaurava, the party of Dhritarashtra, Sanjayanam, of the party of the Pandavas, Vireshu, of the warriors, Ato, thus,
Viragatim,
the destination deserved by the warriors. Gateshu, being obtained. Prakodara, Bhima.
Avidya,
beaten.
Gada,
by the club.
Abhimarsha,
lamenting.
Bhagna,
broken.
Urudande,
spinal cord.
Dhritarashtra Putre,
the son of King Dhritarashtra,
Bhartu,
of the master,
Priyam,
pleasing,
Droni,
the son of Dronacharya,
iti,
thus,
Sma,
shall be,
Pashyan,
seeing.
Krishna,
Draupadi,
Sutanam,
of the sons,
Swapatam,
while sleeping,
Shiramsi,
heads,
Upaharat,
delivered as a prize, Vipriyam.
Vipriyam.
Pleasing.
Pleasing.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Tasya.
Tasya.
His.
His.
Jugupsitam.
Jugupsitam.
Most heinous.
Most heinous.
Karma.
Karma.
Act.
Act.
Vigrahayanti.
Vigrahayanti.
Disproving.
Disproving.
Disapproving.
Disapproving.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the dead warriors obtained their deserved destination, and when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down, lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, beheaded the five sleeping sons of Draupadi and delivered them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that he would be pleased. Duryodhana, however, disapproved of the heinous act and he was not pleased in the least. Please repeat. When the respective warriors, of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield, of Kurukshetra, and the dead warriors obtained, their deserved destinations, and when the son of Dhritarashtra, fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, beheaded the five sleeping sons, of Draupadi, and delivered them as a prize, to his master, foolishly thinking, that he would be pleased. Duryodhana,
however,
disapproved of the heinous act. And he was not pleased in the least. Purport. Transcendental topics of the activities of Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam begin from the end of the battle at Kurukshetra, where the Lord Himself spoke about Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, both the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendental topics of Lord Krishna. The Gita is Krishna Katha or topics of Krishna because it is spoken by the Lord, and the Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha because it is spoken about the Lord. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to be informed of both Krishna Kathas by His order. Lord Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna Himself in the garb of a devotee of Krishna, and therefore the versions of both Lord Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical. Lord Chaitanya desired that all who are born in India seriously understand such Krishna Kathas and then after full realization preach the transcendental message to everyone in all parts of the world. That will bring about the desired peace and prosperity of the stricken world. I'll just read the translation of the next two verses. 15 and 16. I just read the shloka also, but you don't have to repeat. Mata Shishunam Nidanam Sutanam Nishmaya Ghoram Paritapyatmana Tadarudat Vaspakala Kulakshi Tam Santayavan Santya Asantavayan Aha Kirtimali. Draupadi, the mother of the five children of the Pandavas, after hearing of the massacre of her sons, began to cry in distress with eyes full of tears. Trying to pacify her in her great loss, Arjuna spoke to her thus. Tada suchaste pranamami bhadre yada brahma bandho shira atatainah Gandiva Muktair Vishikher Upahare Swakaramya Yat Snayasi Snasasi Dagda Putra. O gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with arrows from my Gandiva bow, I shall then wipe the tears from your eyes and pacify you. Then after burning your son's bodies, you can take your bath standing on his head. This is a small purport. An enemy who sets fire to the house, administers poison, attacks all of a sudden with deadly weapons, plunders wealth or usurps agricultural fields, or entices one's wife, is called an aggressor. Such an aggressor, though he be a Brahmana or a so-called son of a Brahmana, has to be punished in all circumstances. When Arjuna promised to behead the aggressor, namely Ashwatthama, he knew well that Ashwatthama was the son of a Brahmana, but because the so-called Brahmana acted like a butcher, he was taken as such, and there was no question of sin in killing such a Brahmana son, who proved to be a villain. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yada Mrade Kaurava Sanjayanam Vireshva Atho Veera Gatim Gateshu Vrako Dara Vidda Gada Bhimarsha Bhagnoru Dande Dhritarashtra Putre Bhartu Priyam Dronir Itismat Pasyan Krishna Sutanam Swapatam Shiramshi Upaharad Vipriyam Evatasya Jugup Sitam Karma Vigarahayanti. Transcendental topics of the activities of Lord, when the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and the dead warriors obtained their deserved destinations. And when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya beheaded the five sleeping sons of Draupadi and delivered them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that he would be pleased. Duryodhana, however, disapproved of the heinous act, and he was not pleased in the least. So now Suta Goswami starts narrating the real Krishna Katha. So far we saw how Vyasadeva wanted to know why he is not satisfied after compiling all the Vedas and the various Puranas, Upanishads. He was not still satisfied. And then Shri Narada instructs him why he is not satisfied. Tells him and then instructs him. He says, you are not satisfied naturally because you are not glorified the Supreme Lord enough. So till such time that you glorify him, you cannot be satisfied. So then Vyasadeva, then he was asked him to compile this wonderful literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. And within Bhagavatam now, the Bhagavatam is nothing but Krishna Katha. As we saw in the purport, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam both are Krishna Katha. Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna and Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna. People ask this question many times. What is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke. Krishna spoke about the whole way of life. He also spoke about himself. He says in Bhagavad Gita many times, I am this, I am that, you know, he just goes on re-emphasizing that he is the Supreme Lord. He declares, I am the Supreme. He declares that I am the director, I am the controller, I am the best. Without any challenge, you know, nobody could challenge that. Because it is true. And in the 10th chapter, Arjuna declares that you are the Paramadhama, Param Pavitram, Param everything, you know, like the highest. Param means highest, most. And then he says also that it is because all the other sages are saying that also. You know, when that means it's confirmed that you are the Supreme. So here, now this whole Bhagavatam has to take place, narration. So Krishna arranges, you know, it's a, everything that happens is under control of Krishna. There is nothing which is not in his control. And that is one thing we have to understand very clearly. Sometimes we think that, oh, why things are happening, why God is not doing this. Oh, God has his reasons for not doing that. And those reasons are his reasons. I repeatedly say this, that he is Swarata. Swarata means completely independent. He doesn't have to bother about answering anybody. But he doesn't do anything without reason. Although he is not accountable. But he makes himself accountable and it works perfectly. Because then in Bhagavad Gita he says that if I don't do perfectly, then people will not follow. People will start their own thing. So that's why he does it. You know, he does so many things and sets an example for us. When he was a child, he just goes to the Gurukula. He is the Lord himself. He is the speaker of all the Vedas. You know, original. Everything originates from him. But he goes to have a teacher so that we should not think that we don't require a teacher. Like that. He gives examples like that. So here, the real katha has started. And now, the birth of Parikshit. Last week we saw that the rishis asked those questions, you know. They wanted to know birth of Parikshit. They also wanted to know where these Pandavas go after the war, what happened. And then generally they want to hear everything about Krishna. So one more thing we saw, that Krishna Katha includes the Katha of his devotees. Whatever activity the devotees do, that is also glorious. And that's why that is also part of Krishna's Katha. You know, everything related with Krishna is Krishna. That is the thing. That's because he's transcendental, divya. So everything is, you know, he says, my birth and my activities are divya. Janma karma cha me divyam. In Bhagavad Gita, again he says that. And then he says, those who know this, they do not take birth again. That means, once you understand Krishna's position and start surrendering to him, you start serving him, then he takes total care. You know, he says that you don't have to come back again to this miserable world. So here, we are going to read how there is a nimitta, you know, there is a cause for the whole Bhagavatam to take place. You know, it's not that suddenly somebody started talking about it. No, there was a reason. And the reason is now being revealed here slowly. First we see that Parikshit is not yet born. The war is over. Parikshit is grandson of Arjuna, right? Of the Pandava. Abhimanyu's son. So now what is happening is, he is, the war is over, and Bhima has broken Duryodhan's back, you know. Actually, he hits on thighs, but his backbone, the spinal cord broke, which says here, Bhagnoru Dande. Yadam Radhe Kaurava Shunjayanam. So, Kauravas are Dhritarashtra's sons, Shunjayanam are Pandavas. And they, most of them, had died, you know. There are hardly some 10 people left after the war. So, 10 able-bodied people. I'm not talking about the women and the old men and the children. They were all there. And all these people got, what did they get? Veera Gatim. They all got Veera Gati. Veera Gati ko prapta hua. We say in Hindi. That means, he died like a warrior. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if the Kshatriya dies while fighting, he goes to the heavenly planet. He just goes to the higher planet because he has done his duty. Whoever has done his duty will get always a higher position. So, Vakrodhara, Bhima is also called Vakrodhara. What he did with his gada, he broke Bhagnoru Dande, broken, Uru Dande. Bhagano, see the Sanskrit is like combination. Bhagano Urudande, spinal cord, of whom? Dhritarashtra Putre. Then he brought those, all of us know the story, that how Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, killed the five sons of Draupadi while they were sleeping. And people talk that, oh, Krishna did this and Krishna did that, and you know, so many times they ask the question, why Krishna did like that? Why did he punish X, Y, Z, thing like that, you know? But nobody talks about, I mean, some, not nobody, but most of the people don't talk about this horrible thing that happened. Ashwatthama, a son of Brahmana, he's also the master of the students, you know, he's the head of the kitchen at the Gurukula. He's also a teacher, teacher's son, but he's also a teacher, very powerful person. But he, in order to please Duryodhana, killed the five sons while they were sleeping. A Kshatriya does not attack anybody without weapons. And he's a Brahmana, which is like, you know, higher than that. And he did that horrible thing. And why did he? Because he wanted to please Duryodhana. He thought that Duryodhana will be happy to see the sons of Pandavas killed like that. And Duryodhana, we know, is a very, very evil character, right? But even he, such an evil character, he did not approve of that. He said, hey, why did you do that? You think you are pleasing me? No, that's not correct. I'm a Kshatriya, I would rather fight. And then in the battle I can kill them, but not like this. You know. So this is just, as I said, this is a plan of Krishna to arrange something supreme to happen. Arrange the speaking of Bhagavatam. Okay. So now, we see in the next one, which I read the translation, when Arjuna came to know about that, naturally he was very, very upset. Very naturally. We see that when we lose our close relatives, if we lose our own son, oh my God, that's really, I mean, that can make a big difference in our life. So here Arjuna comes there and he sees Draupadi crying. Draupadi's name is also Krishna, you know, Krishna. It's not Krishna, Krishna. Actually, it's Krishna, but we still pronounce Krishna. Sometimes people say, hey, why you are pronouncing Krishna, it's Draupadi's name. But there is a difference, you know, this is, in Sanskrit it is Krishna. Okay, so Arjuna, although he saw that, but he is now trying to pacify. He is just trying to pacify Draupadi. What he is saying? Oh, gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with arrows from my Gandiva bow, Gandiva Muktair, Upahare, Upahare, like a present, shall present to you. Upahar, see, we see this generally present. We bring some Upahar for somebody. So this comes from Upahare. I shall present to you what? The head of Ashwatthama. Okay. And then look at the Kshatriya, you know, he wants to take revenge in such a way that's really very, very powerful revenge. What he says is, I will bring his head and then you shall stand on his head. After burning your sons, you know, they you have to do the antim samskara of the five sons. Then you can take your bath standing on the head of Ashwatthama. That way you will be pleased. You know? Because she is burning now with anger. Because she lost her sons. She's sad, she's angry, she's everything, you know, like we know the situation. So he's saying, I'll please you with that. Then you'll be pleased, then you'll be satisfied. This is what Arjuna says. And then of course, tomorrow we are going to take up what happens after that, you know, because this is I don't want to go very long. Every day we are going to speak about 15 to 20 minutes, 25 minutes sometime. But I will stop here so that we can continue tomorrow. You know. So thank you very much. If you have any question, now maybe you can ask me. Thank you.